So let me see if I can recall where we were yesterday.
I can.
So you spearheaded this effort to launch Echo. And then I noticed in the 60s you have quite a few articles on computers and the capabilities of computers. When did you become involved with computing equipment?
I didn't. Well, sometime around 1955 or 60, when the people in the, I found the speech and hearing work in my division, and the people started to use computers for sound processing, and also some of Ed David's people. He was in charge of the speech and hearing and acoustics work under me. And they worked wonders in experimenting with sound by processing it with computers, or generating it, or processing it with computers, digitizing. Rather than trying to build analog equipment. Building analog equipment was a terribly long and tedious process, and then you spent months building something, and then if it didn't work, where were you? While computer processing, although it was very difficult and hazardous in those days, the software could be written in a short time, and you got the results immediately. Very valuable in studying various speech processing or waves on the cochlea or other matters. And Ed David was pushing that, and his people were pushing that very hard. And just about the same time, which was about 1960, that the work was done before that, but it was published around 1960 or early in the 60s. There were two things published. One was Max Matthews' work on his music program for producing complicated musical sounds. And another was the Bloody Compiler, BLODI, Block Diagram Compiler. And that was for people who didn't know anything about programming but had access to the computer. And you could program by writing a block diagram of the circuit that you wanted, which could have amplifiers and adders and multipliers and so forth, delays. And you just drew a picture of the circuit, a block diagram of the circuit. And from that, drawn in a stylized way, you could write down a few lines. This is connected to that, and that connected to that, and put that into the computer, and the computer would simulate this block diagram circuit, the behavior of this block diagram circuit. And that was very much like Max's music programs, where you drew a block diagram of a musical instrument with the oscillators and the modulators and all that sort of thing in the waveform. And the articles came out the same year, and I wondered which way the inspiration went, but it was just Max Matthews worked for Ed David, but the people who did the block diagram compiler and the people who and Max who did the music synthesis program were working at the same time with the same equipment, and they did it just about the same way. In retrospect, I checked it up with Max because we're trying to write an early, well, a compact disc with text that will give the story of early days of computer music. And I wondered which came first, and at this point it's impossible to say. The block diagram compiler subsided for a number of years because people learned to program computers directly. It's come back in a very similar thing in a language called Max that is used in sound processing. now.